with a highlight from her new book, The Heart Healer, God's Response to Personal Prayer in a Hurting World. Here is Cindy Bartali, Chapter 3, Hobbled.
Last year, I took a trip to Mexico. It was much anticipated by myself and my daughter. We were very excited about it, but I worked very hard, too hard, to meet certain goals before we left and became quite ill. Most of the trip, I was in bed, agonizing over what had happened. And during that time, I thought a lot about the word hobbled for some strange reason. And horses are hobbled to restrict them during difficult or traumatic experiences to keep them calm. I believe the enemy does that to us as well. He hobbles us and restricts us in a different way. When we're hurt, when we experience a painful memory, and that's stored back in our hearts, what the enemy will do is cause a ripple effect of side effects, if you will, from this pain that we experienced. And what can happen is you'll hear yourself comment about other people and say things like, why don't they just get over it? Or she needs to move on with her life. Or he'll never change. Or that's just the way she is. Why doesn't he just stop drinking? And the truth is, before we can talk about others and their behaviors, let's consider that maybe something happened in their past that they just can't get past, and they're hobbled by the enemy. I used to cry over every little thing. I cried when my children fell down and cut their knee. I cried when they left for college. I cried when I saw people in airports saying goodbye. I cried watching TV. I cried all the time, especially when people were saying goodbye. And one day I went before the Lord and said, what is going on here? My family thinks that's just the way I am, but I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed from all the nervous breakdowns and the sobbing in airports over someone else's experiences. And I'm just tired of living this life of tears and agony. And so, Lord, what is this about? And he showed me that in a difficult time in my life with my mother and some nervous breakdowns she had, I was never able to tell her goodbye. When they took her to psychiatric hospitals, they just whisked her away, and we kids didn't even know what was happening. So I asked the Lord to heal my heart from that time in my life when I did not get to tell my mother goodbye. And as he healed me in just a few moments of prayer, his response was so complete and so permanent that never again did I have these emotional breakdowns over really incidental things. And I'm so grateful for that healing that came. He can do the same for you. Whether your heart wounds trace back 4 days or 40 years, God awaits, ready to heal you by restoring the brokenness within you. We read in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
That's an excerpt from The Heart Healer, God's Response to Personal Prayer in a Hurting World. That's Cindy Bartali. For your copy of The Heart Healer, you can get it on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Cindy Bartali, C-Y-N-D-Y-B-A-R-T-E-L-L-I, The Heart Healer.